for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning, Tedline. Good morning, Minister Hill. You want to go ahead and pray and open up? Just go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Tedline. I praise God this morning for waking us up because he didn't have to do it, but he did. I thank God for sending my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save us. I thank the Lord for giving up his life, for coming and for giving up his life willingly to save us. I thank the Lord that he went away because he sent us a comforter in the Holy Spirit, and he went to prepare a place for us that we may be where he is. I thank God that all of this was done for you and for me. So let us do our due diligence and remember him this morning, because he is blessing, he is healing, he is saving, he is yet delivering, he yet loves us. He did all of this just for us, and I thank God for Jesus this morning and for the Holy Ghost, who's ever present with us to lead us and guide us into all truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Yeah. This do in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. He's worthy. He was the only one that could have done this for us. And that's a big part. He did it for you and for me. So I count it not robbery to remember him in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Bless his name this morning. Amen, church.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, this morning, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like some of you weren't prepared this morning. I feel like some of you were not prepared for Holy Communion this morning. So this is what I want you to do. I want you, if you weren't prepared, I want you to go get you a cracker, a piece of bread. If you don't have any grape juice or wine, then I want you to get you some water. And we're going to do something this morning. Wendy, I need you to wake up Amy, because today is the day we gotta break that stuff off the land. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, God is very pleased. I know that. with yesterday's deliverance, I got 6 or 7 testimonies. I know he's pleased with it. So I don't have any doubt whatsoever. But there's something else that's very, very relative. And there's a work that's going to be done today in the spirit realm. And Jesus is going to have his body overcome the works of the devil. You hear me this morning? Now, you can agree with it or you can disagree, because God gives each of us the ability to choose. But there's something that God wants to release that we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight, and we're going to have to fight some of the most active spiritual, evil, negative forces of this year. And the reason I say of this year is because every year at this year, at this time of year, it is a witchcraft holiday. It's a holiday for witches. And it's when they draw on their strongest forces. It's when they rally together everything that they have attempted to do in the end of, in the first part of this year. And they fully believe that in celebration, today is celebration of that. So if you win in spiritual warfare today, you conquered a big portion of this earth and brought it back under the realm of God. You understand me? Under the realm of God. So there's some cleanup work that the Lord desires to be done today. In the name of Jesus and by the power of his own Holy Spirit. And whenever you overthrow, whenever you conquer the enemy, there is increase and empowerment. Where you find that at? Revelation 1, where it says, to him who overcome, I will. So the devil has fought you all year through witches and through witchcraft. And they believe that this is the day of their reward. Okay? This is the day of their reward. However, we're going to cut that off. We're going to cut a big portion of that off. Certainly, we cannot stop it all. But I tell you what we can do. We can cause their power to be negated. We can cause their faith to be diminished, like they do and have done all year to the men and women of God, to the called and chosen out men and women of God that they have targeted, that they have worked diligently to cause us not to believe one thing. But today, this morning, the script gonna be flipped, and I'm still gonna do part two. I'm still gonna do part two because yesterday was part one. But today, part two is going to be accomplished with even more power, even more glory, even more anointing, even more strength, even more might. And you know what else? Some gates gonna be kicked in, and some doors are gonna be opened that the King of Glory is gonna march in, and we're gonna march in right with him. Into what? Into God. Because no man can come to God but through Jesus. Let me hear what this song sounds like. I'm not certain I'm not certain, but I want to hear what this song sounds like.
Man up. woman touched the hem of his garment, she was instantly set free. He made the blind man see and healed that man of leprosy. The woman touched the hem of his garment, she was instantly set free.
Long time ago, when I first got saved, and I just believed God could do anything because he had so miraculously and marvelously delivered me himself through the utilization of people, though. The people that was praying in that under that tent, and the people that turned the plate down for me, didn't even know me, went on a fast because my soul was important to God. So this is what I need some of you to do. Some of you were not prepared for the Lord's Supper this morning. So I need you to go, if you didn't have any grape juice or anything, I need you to just go get something. And those of you that have enough faith, I want you to get a glass of water. Brother Joe, can I have some water? I want you to get a glass of water and some bread or crackers or something. And if you have any children around you, I want you to get them and bring them close to you. If they haven't gone to school yet, bring them close to you. I need it in a little cup. And I believe that Minister Hill is available to do this communion again. Thank you. You get a cup and give Jose a cup too. You see, there's a battle going on, and it hit, and it tried to hit God's anointed. It tried to hit last night. So that it would carry over into today. Because actually their holiday started at 12:01, 1 minute after 12. And you see, that's why they want us to use that word holiday versus Christmas. Okay? So, if you don't have that grape juice or that wine, and you're prepared for this supper, we're going to sup with the Lord this morning. Thank you. Great. Get a piece of bread. Remember, the Bible said that they broke bread. Get a piece of bread. Minister Hill, can you call back in this morning? Can you call back in? The blog talk seems to be full, but I believe you can get back in. Can you, if you can hear me, call back in the blog talk? Now, Jessica, I see you on the blog talk. I'm going to open up your mic. Robert, I need you to call in the blog talk. And where is he when I need him? Where is he? Where is Brother Alexander? I need you to call in the blog talk this morning. And I need that would be, I think I'm gonna call um I'm looking for Amy. I'm looking for Amy on the blog talk though. So I took a little long, but I'm looking for Robert. Brother Alexander, I don't know the last four. And what I'm using this morning is I'm using 10 honors that are dedicated, but the devil don't know how dedicated they are. I got a trick for him this morning. He think it's his holiday. I'm about to rob him of that this morning. I'm getting ready to take something from him, like he takes from us over and over. Okay. Minister, I'm trying to open this up. Minister Hill, are you back?
I got you. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I think this is Alexander. Okay. Brother Alexander, can you hear me? I got your mic open.
Yes, sister, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. And
good morning.
Let me see. I think Brother Robert, is your mic? Your mic is open. Can you say something?
Hello. Good morning.
Okay. And I need each of you to give me over this airways 10 minutes taking back territory that the devil thought he stole, and then we're going to have communion again. And I need somebody. Okay, that one. And then, Minister Hill, we're going to have communion again. Get ready, okay?
Okay.
I need one of you to lead us, whichever one wants to do it, in a prayer of repentance and confession of all of our sins. I'm going to get a volunteer.
I'll do the repentance there, sister.
Okay. All right. So I want the repentance, confession of sins. Then I want you to take back, Brother Robert, the territory that the devil has taken. I want you to take it back.
Okay. Praise God.
I want to take it back. We can do this morning. And then as a last thing, Minister Hill, those people that don't have any wine or any juice, I want you to take your finger, stick it in your water, and declare that your water be turned into wine this morning. Are you hearing me?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to take your finger and stick it in your own water. The Bible says this was the first miracle that Jesus performed, even although we know he cast out demons. And I want you to ask God to turn your water into his wine. Are you hearing me, Ted? So that means you need a cup of water or a glass of water. And most importantly, you need faith. You need faith, because our faith is going to be used by God today to overthrow the faith of the witches in the airways. And we take him back. I want to take back everything that they've stolen, and we want to bless it and sanctify it and command it to multiply. Are you with me, Brother Robert?
Yes.
However the Lord leads you, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit in each of you. And if you notice, brothers and sisters, we have more men than women. on this line. And I got two men right here with me, my husband and Jose, and we're going to do the intercessory. We're going to run intercessory. And that's two men. Jose, I want you to do the work in the spirit. Whenever you're ready, gentlemen and ladies. Where's Amy? I don't know where Amy. Oh, gosh. Let me see. Jessica, can you text me Amy last four? Oh, 2 0 2 7 0. I don't. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Amy?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. I need to use that gift you have this morning. You have a gift of seeing over the land. I want you to use that gift and see the whole world. Are you hearing me, Amy?
Yes, I hear you.
I want the land taken back. I want the land and the resources from the land redistributed from the kingdom of evil to the kingdom of God on earth, all right?
Okay.
That's the last prayer that you're going to pray, but it's for the body of Christ, all right?
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Confession of sins and repentance.
Father God, we come before you humbly and just knowing that you are so magnificent. We are here because we believe in you. And as your word says, Father, we confess with our mouths and we believe in our hearts and everything that you have made us to be, that you are sovereign. You have already paid the price and made a way to you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can have a way to relate to you in spite of ourselves and how filthy we are in separation from you since the beginning with Adam and Eve in the garden. So, Lord, we're coming before you right now. We're laying down everything that we're aware of that is evil in your sight. We lay down the things that are hidden from us, that we aren't aware of, that we have done, not by intention necessarily, or even with a conscious mind, but sometimes we do things and we're not even aware of it. Lord, you've made that clear to me on more than one occasion. And I confess that to you. We confess that to you as sons and daughters of the Most High God, our King, the lover of our souls, that you, Lord, will forgive us, Lord. And the repentance that is required so that we can be in right standing with you and to walk in all holiness and to live according to your statutes and your commands and your words and also walking in your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you. What a precious gift you've given all of us by confession, by repentance, and the power of your own Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our sovereign. Thank you for being our intercessor, because right now as we pray and just commit these things to you, the word even says that you are interceding on our behalf because you sit at the right hand of the Father in heaven. What a mighty sight, Lord. So we rejoice in that, and we are taking things back that have been stolen. So, Lord, again, hear our cries unto you, and we ask humbly that you would make us whiter than snow. And you've already did it at the cross, Jesus, but still, this relationship thing we got going on with you, we enjoy it, and we live in it, because you are literally life, as our brother Paul said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. It's so much greater. And we look forward to the day of being with you, even understanding that you're here with us right now. Because there's more than two of us that are gathered here in your name. And you're amongst us. We can feel your Holy Spirit moving amongst us. And we know that you're faithful to complete the great work that you started in us. And we just love you, Lord. We thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, I confirm this in my spirit for whatever it's worth, Lord, that this, I'm sorry, brother, were you finished with your prayer?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't want to speak out of turn. Father, this situation, this is in my spirit as well. There's been ground that has been taken, stolen, and this is a witness. I witness to this, the truth of this, the necessity of this, and also the success of this. He's spoken his word to more than one person, and it confirms it. Father, I thank you for this. I thank you, Lord, in trying to understand what happened, what is happening, what happened to the ground, and how was it taken. And we've discovered, you've shown us, Lord, it's our sins. It's our sins that empowers them to take what is yours, what is ours. Therefore, the necessity of confessing our sins and removing those sins, that cuts them off at the knees. And I ask even, Lord, that you forgive them of their sins, that they have no power from themselves. Father, it's necessary for me. I had a prayer for this ready. For this, I don't mean to speak to speak again, but I need to say this for myself and anyone that this helps good. Father, I come before your throne in humility and sorrow for my sins, and I ask according to your word that you forgive me of my sins, all of them, Lord. You know what they are, the doubt, the unbelief, the things that have been let in, the things that we have allowed the enemy to steal back from the things you have wanted, and we have allowed it to slip through our fingers. All the other sins, Lord, you know. Lord, we ask that you cleanse us of all of these sins by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that you remove. I also ask in humility, Father, that you remove all the residue, the evidence, the stains, the hurt, the damage, the undoing of your work in others, and the strengthening of the enemy that our sins have caused or allowed. I ask, Father, that you unweave any rights or power given to the enemy by our sins, or his works or plans wherein he has taken and applied our sins, and destroy utterly and finally all the evil works that were touched by anything that came from our sins, Father. As you have blotted out our sins, so blot out of existence all the effects and the evil works and profit that the enemy has gained from our sins. Father, I ask that you make him pay back double for anything that he has accomplished through his temptation of us and our subsequent sins, for his intent and work against us stole from us our right standing with you, as it stole from anyone downstream from our sins theirs. Thank you, Father, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I thank you, Holy Spirit, for this. That is done. Now, Lord, we stand cleansed and clean before you. So now we turn around and we look, and what do we behold? We see land that was ours, that you took for us, that we have given away, we have managed to let loose of, but it's not over. Look out there, all you witches, all you workers of iniquity. You stand in a big line as if you're an army, as if you're a victorious army. Ha! Says the Lord. Behold, you think you come against us? We are not the ones that you fight. I'm glad you've lined up. I'm glad you've become, because you're going to behold now the one that you are actually coming to fight. It's not us. It is the living God. Keep watching. Left foot hits the ground. Boom. Right foot hits the ground. Boom. He straightens up, and it is the living God that stands before you. It is him that you will fight. It is him and his blood that overcomes. We will take back the ground without a fight, because you are right now running. You are running. That's the word we have for you. Run. The living God destroys you and your works by the breath of his nostrils, and it is not hard. We'll simply pick up all that was taken from us. It's his fight. We thank you for this, Lord. We thank you for your power. We thank you for what you've done. Lord, it's this easy. Thank you that you teach us how to see the land taken and how to take it back. All these things, Lord, that you allowed to teach us, that we can be strong in you. We thank you for this, Lord. We do not run from this. We are in you, and we watch you. As Jesus watched, he said, I do what I see the Father do. We do what we see you do. And we thank you, Lord, that you teach us and you show us. Look at this victory that we had. On the day that you thought you would prevail, your day of days, evil ones, this is my Lord's day. He made all days, not you. Run.
No, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I place my hand, my finger in this cup, in your name, Jesus, I command by God's own Holy Spirit that you turn this water into wine. You did it once, Lord God, and I know that you can do it again, because there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. We stand as one, Lord God, corporately believing you to do this which we ask, this which we say, this which we command. In the mighty name of Jesus, this cup is the New Testament in your blood. Holy Ghost, hover over each and every one of us on this line and our families as we prepare again this morning to partake, laying every weight aside and trusting God. For it is our portion. Your life of choice is over. If you chose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your life of choice ended. It is your portion to believe and to obey. That's what you do. You obey. So we're going to, once again, we're going to partake of this Holy Communion. 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 26.
Thank you, God.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord, the same night in which he was betrayed for you, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, when I do communion my way. But for all the traditionalists on this line, there's nothing traditional about me. I hate tradition. I read from the Word of God. But I like to tell the Lord, your body is a part of my body now. Yeah. Your blood is flowing in my veins.
Yeah.
We belong to him. We were bought and paid for. The devil can't touch us. He has no right. He has no right. So stand fast and only obey him and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amy?
Yes?
Let me hear the prayer.
Okay. Father God, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, and we pray. We know what's coming, and we know it's coming fast, and we're all getting ready and super excited that you are going to take back your land. You are going to take back all your resources and all that your possessions. Everything that the enemy has stolen from us, he has to pay back to us 100-fold. And Father God, I thank you that you are going deeper than we have ever even considered in this take back. And it completely blows my mind. Some people know what I'm talking about, some don't. But God is taking back things that you never even knew he had stolen from us, or that the enemy has stolen from him. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone in this line, and that you give to Revelation everybody what is for them to take back in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you're using everyone on this line to go ahead and take back what you've assigned me to in the name of Jesus. And as we take back in your name all that is yours, we weaken the enemy in the name of Jesus so he can have less and less power, and you have greater and greater. And I thank you and praise you for everything and give you all honor and glory, and be careful to give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, thank you for increase. Thank you for increase this morning. Thank you for empowering us with increase. Thank you for new levels of ability in you. We thank you for it this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for it this morning. I just don't quite feel like there's a little bit more of something that's got to be done here this morning, a little bit more of something else. I need I need somebody who is aggressive, who feels aggressive. Give me your last four. That feels aggressive. Elizabeth, do you feel aggressive this morning? Do you feel aggressive that you can go in the spirit and defeat the devil this morning, Elizabeth? Yes or no? Yes or no? I need that aggressive. Okay, Elizabeth, dial 319-527-6068. Okay. Pastor Gene, 5467. I'm going back. I need some aggressiveness this morning. Because, see, the devil is like a pit bull. When a pit bull lock onto something, it just don't give up. It just don't give up too easy. So what were those last fours again? Let me see. 5-4. I'm trying to juggle here. 5-1-8-4. And Apostle Gene is what, Jessica? 5-1-8-4. Okay. 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 Elizabeth, your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I need that aggressive. I need that. Go ahead.
Father God, we come to you now, and we are declaring your victory. We are declaring your victory on taking back our land and taking back what the locusts have stolen. The enemy has no place and no right in the lives of children of God. You have lost. And we are violently taking back the kingdom of which you have stolen. You have no more place. And just as it was said earlier, run. Run, run, run. We are covered in the blood of the Lamb, the ultimate blood. Your schemes and your plans will not prevail. This day we are taking it back, and we are declaring it and claiming it for the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
The land that you have stolen is ours.
Yes,
we are striking the ground, and it is ours. With each strike,
yes,
is reverberating the presence of God and the Holy Spirit coming in and sending forth his warriors to take over. More and more and more. And Father God, we thank you for the victory that is ours in you. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the freedom. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And from now until November 3rd, I pray for confusion among the enemy's camp, that as they try to send forth, as the witches try to send forth their schemes and their curses and their whatever it is they're doing, we pray for confusion upon their camp, and it turns back on them. It turns back on them. Just like in Psalm 140, it turns back on them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you,
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we come before you this morning, Lord God, with a holy anger, Lord God. Father, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will loose your fire against our enemies, Lord God, our enemies who are your enemies, Lord God. Father, Lord God, as according to your word, there's an angel, Lord God, who is in charge of the fire before your throne. And I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that every unholy act, Lord God, every unholy work, Lord God, that's been worked against your people, Lord God, that the fire of judgment would reach them where they are right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we come before your throne, Lord God. We come before the just judge, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will render a verdict, Lord God, for your people, Lord God, against these acts, Lord God, against this work, Lord God, that has caused your people, Lord God, confusion, Lord God, ill health, Lord God, chaos, Lord God. Father, Lord God, I'm coming before you, Lord God, seeking, Lord God, recompense for us, Lord God. I'm coming before you, Lord God, for a holy judgment, Lord God. I'm asking, Lord God, that you will see our case this morning, Lord God. Father, Lord God, we are living a life of righteousness, Lord God, because of the blood that you have shed, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, where you are seated in heavenly places, Lord God, and where we are seated as well in you, Lord God. Father, Lord God, we take authority over the airways, Lord God. Father, we take authority right now, Lord God, and we speak against these works, Lord God. This work, Lord God, that has caused us hurt, Lord God, and harm, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, I'm pleading the case for us today, Lord God, that the harm that has been worked against us, Lord God, that the harm against our families, Lord God, that the harm against our bodies and our mind, Lord God, because of works, Lord God, of witchcraft and sorcery, Lord God, the works, yeah, Lord God, of demonic incantation, Lord God, muttering, Lord God, demonic tongues, Lord God, that they speak against us, Lord God, demonic work, Lord God, in the graveyard and in the dark, Lord God. Father, I'm speaking, Lord God, that you will loose a holy fire, Lord God, to do a cleansing and a purging, Lord God, and that the fire, Lord God, I'm asking that you loose this morning, Lord God, will reach them where they are, Lord God, to cleanse their work, Lord God. Father, if there is any type of altar that has been set up, Lord God, against your people, Lord God, I'm asking that the fire of God, Lord God, will meet their demonic altars, Lord God, and destroy their works, Lord God. I ask that their work, Lord God, will return back to them, Lord God, with an increase, Lord God. I'm asking, Lord God, for our trouble, Lord God, that you will give us back more than double, Jesus. I'm asking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your righteousness, Lord God, will be shown up right now, Lord God. Show us your righteousness against our enemies, Lord God. Show us this morning, Lord God, that we have the victory in prayer, Lord God. Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that every evil tear that they sowed last night, Lord God, that it will be burnt up and destroyed and put up, Lord God, as we slept, Lord God, as they did their dirty work, Lord God. I pray that the fire of God, Lord God, will reach, Lord God, their works, Lord God, and destroy their works, Lord God. Father, Lord God, from now on, if there's any type of demonic curse to be released against us, Lord God, I pray that their tongues, Lord God, will stick to the roof of their mouths, Lord God, that they will not be able to speak our names, Lord God, and that their minds would not be able to focus in on us, Lord God, to send curses, Lord God, to send the destroyer, Lord God. Father, Lord God, the destroyer that has been loosed against us, against our bodies, our finances, our children, our generation, Lord God. Father, we bind their works, the destroyer that has been loosed, Lord God. We bind the destroyer, Lord God. We bind their ill intent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you loose angels, Lord God, of war, Lord God, that you loose angels, Lord God, with sickles of fire, Lord God, to come and loose against them, Lord God, loose against their works, Lord God. Let sickles of fire, Lord God, destroy and tear down their works, Lord God. Let not a tear spring up, Lord God. Every evil seed, Lord God, if there's anything that grew, Lord God, over the night, Lord God, let sickles of fire cut it down, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your work, Lord God, that's greater than any other evil work, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your victory, Lord God. Let a campaign, Lord God, go loose today, Lord God, of victory, Lord God, to uproot every evil work, every evil act, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we call for the blood that's still speaking right now that you shed, Jesus. Your blood to speak great things, Lord God. And we ask that your blood speak for us today, Lord God. Let your blood speak for your children, Lord God. Let your blood speak for our families, Lord God. Let your blood speak for our finances, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you the honor, Lord God, and we thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. 4467. 4467.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Father God, I come before you with great, great, great power and aggression that I've gotten because you've died on the cross and you've empowered me as a believer. And 42 years ago today, Jesus came and took me out of alcoholism and brought me into sobriety. And it was on Halloween, and I want to storm the gates of hell and open up the 12-step programs and take back the faith in Jesus Christ that was robbed in that step that says, God of our understanding. I want to say, Jesus is Lord. And
yeah.
I just claim the truth that goes into every 12-step program all over the world. I bind that lie that's been given to every person that has put down their drink or any substance and they've fallen for that lie of Satan. I come against you, Satan. I kill you and send you straight to hell and for judgment on Jesus Christ to come. That all of these people, all of us have lived under this lie that we can choose who God is. There is no choice. Jesus is Lord. That is the truth. And I pray, Lord, that you take back all those souls that we've been lost, not knowing who you are, because they told us in those 12-step programs that we could choose who God is. God is God, and he is supreme. And I claim in the name of Jesus Christ, all those believers that were deceived, in Jesus' name, we are back. We're back in the name of Jesus, and I claim that we raise up now and walk forth with a power of belief that is greater than anything that's been on this earth before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Are you done?
Yes.
Praise God. Okay, 3115.
That's 3115.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here.
Aren't you gonna pray? I heard you praying in the spirit.
Yes.
Oh, your
hallelujah.
Mic is open. Your mic is open.
Here I am, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Your word does not come back void. So, Lord, we pray your words this morning, Lord. I declare the Lord is my shepherd, and we shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the shadow of valley, there we do walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil today in the name of Jesus, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, and preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest our head with your oil today, Lord Father God. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Lord Father God. Lord, I pray grace, mercy, love, peace, joy, all of the things that you have given to us, Lord Father God. I ask you to cover us, Lord, with the precious and pure and sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over us and our families today. Don't even let the enemy see us today, Lord Father God. He is under our feet. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, according to your word and your promises, Lord Father God. Lord, I lift your name on high. We know from where our help comes from today. Cover us this 24 hours, Lord Jesus. Cover our bloodline and cover the things you call us to do, Lord Father God. Just cover us and bring us to your understanding of what you need us to do. Strengthen us with your might, your power, your will, your ways, your word, Lord Father God. Lord, I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper today, and every tongue that rises against us shall be proven in the wrong. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart the wicked one is trying to bring against us and our families in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you if we go to work today that you bless the work of our hands and that we stand strong against the enemy, Lord. We know that you are our help, Lord Father God. We fear no evil in you, Lord Jesus. You are our strength. You are our guide. Holy Spirit, speak through our tongues today. Think through our minds. We surrender it all to you. None of us can follow you. Satan, you are under our feet today. You have nothing. We draw a bloodline with the blood of Jesus, and you cannot cross us. You and your imps cannot cross us, and we turn and we run. You run from us. Lord, I ask you to scatter whatever evil is trying to come against us. It's seven ways go before us. go before our children, go before our spouses, everyone that we love, Lord Father God, go before us and just be there waiting for us, Lord. We have a straight line and we come towards you. We do not look to the left or the right, and we just put a hedge of protection around us, our family, the 10 line, everyone, Father God, and that witches, warlocks, wizards, or any evil human spirit cannot come against us today. They see you in us, Lord, Father God. They see your light shining through, Lord. And either they bow down, Lord, Father God, and become a child of God, or they run the other way in the name of Jesus. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, Lord, Father God. Your power prevails. Your love prevails. Your peace prevails. Your peace that surpasses all understanding. Your joy prevails, Lord Father God. We are protected because we serve the Most High God, and that is you. And we love you, and we thank you, and we praise you, Lord Father God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. 5026. I just opened your mic. Your mic is open.
Okay. Thank you, sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne with boldness, washed in the blood of your son. Lord, your word says that if the enemy be found, that he must restore sevenfold all the substance he has stolen from the people of God. Lord, we are your people. Hallelujah. And we come before your throne, O God, lifting up your word unto you, Lord God. Your word cannot return unto you void, Lord God. So we come before you, O God. Lord God, we thank you for dominion. We thank you for power. We thank you for the authority, O God, that is in Christ Jesus. And right now, we bind the works of Satan. We bind principalities and powers. We bind everything of the enemy that has come to steal our substance. We take authority over you. Right now, we command your powers to cease right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that you have stolen from us, we command you to let it loose right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, every land that was stolen, we command you, Satan, to loose it right now into the hands of God's people. Every substance that you have stolen, we bind you, we command you to loose it right now in the name of Jesus. All the ministerial gifts that you have stolen and held up, we command those things to be loosed right now in the realm of the spirit right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every house, every piece of land, every property, all the substance, all the divine relationships, all the divine marriages. Hallelujah. We command those things to be loosed right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the call to overturn the works of darkness. We thank you that you have given us the call, hallelujah, to overthrow the works of darkness. And we take back everything that was stolen from the enemy. Lord God, we receive these things in faith. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are restoring us right now. We thank you, Lord God, for the divine intervention from the Holy Ghost right now. Empower us, oh God. Raise up your intercessors right now, oh God, to fight, to win, and to war in the realm of the Spirit tonight and all throughout the end of the year. Lord God, we thank and we praise you. We magnify you this morning because you are the King of glory. You are King of kings and you are Lord of lords. Everything belongs to you, and we are your people, oh God. So we sit here, oh God, in faith, oh God, and we claim everything that you said is ours. We claim the benefits and the blessings of Abraham over our lives and over our seed, because your word says that it is so, and it will accomplish that which it said it would accomplish. So, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for victory, oh God. We thank you for restoration, oh God. We thank you for restoring the lost family members, oh God. We thank you for restoring ministries, oh God. We thank you for all the lost souls right now, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would look over the witchcraft covens right now. Lord God, let a witch be saved, oh God. Hallelujah. Send out your intercessors, oh God. Send out your angels, oh God. Claim back the souls that were lost. Hallelujah. And let the kingdom of God be expanded. Hallelujah. Let the kingdom of darkness shrink on tonight. Let their plans be overturned. Let them be scattered and brought to confusion. everything you said was ours. And we do this in complete confidence and faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Not this time, Satan. Not this time, Satan. Not